Ezras Hashem Yisbarech. We begin the next daf. I am recording this in the car as my wife is driving me. We are in Maseches Shabbos. What daf is it?
The 86th daf in Shas.
It's the 86th daf in Shas. We pick up on daf Chav Dalid Amud Beis. Ravashi Omar. The Gemara above was discussing, the Mishnah on Chav Dalid Amud Beis above was discussing the halachos of burning oil in Shabbos, particularly burning Shemen Sreifa, that means Truma Tmeya, on Yom Tov. The Mishnah says, Eimad Likim Mishemen Sreifa Mi Yom Tov, and the reason for that, the Gemara right off the bat says, is we don't burn Kachim on Yom Tov. The question that we had left off with yesterday, where we had three approaches in the Gemara, today, Bezer Hashem, we're going to have the fourth, is, now the Gemara suggests a fourth reason on the last line. Ravashi Yomar, Shabboson Asay, Vahavile Yom Tov Asay, Velos Asay. The reason one cannot burn Kachim on Yom Tov is that even though there is a mitzvah Asay to burn Kachim, for Eish Tisrofu, as Rashi explains in the first Rashi on the Gemara, Dibra Maschon the Non Emili, nevertheless, says Ravashi, there's another mitzvah when it comes to Yom Tov. When it comes to Yom Tov, there's an Asay and a Los Asay. Even though the rule is that Asay is Docha Los Asay, the Asay of the Eish Tisrofu should be Docha the Yisr Lav of Melach on Yom Tov. However, since Yom Tov is an Asay as well as a Los Asay, so of course, in such a case, the Asay of Be'esh Tisrofu is Nitcha by the Shabbos, by the Asay of Shabbosan combined with Los Asay Chol Melacha. As the Gemara concludes, Ve'ein Asay Docha Es Los Asay V'Asay. The Gemara now deduces, B'Yom Tov Hu Da'asar Ha'Bechol Shapir Dami. The only problem that we had about burning Kachim and burning Shemen Sreifa is, of course, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, during the week, there should be no problem. Not only is there no problem, but the mashmos of our sugya is that one would be allowed to derive benefit as well from the Shemen Sreifa. If it was prohibited to have Hana from Truma Tmeya, then our Mishnah would not only say Eimad Likim Shemen Sreifa B'Yom Tov, but would also warn us about having Hana from the burning of Truma Tmeya. My time asks the Gemara three lines on top of Chafeh and Aleph, why is it that it is permissible? Amar Rav, Kishem Shemitzvah Lisrov Kachim Shenitmu, just like there is a mitzvah to burn Kachim that has become Tame. Amar Rav, Rav explained, Kishem Shemitzvah Lisrov HaKachim Shenitmu, just like there is a mitzvah to burn Kachim when it's Tame, Kach Mitzvah Lisrov HaTruma Shenitmes, there's also a mitzvah to burn truma, that's step number one. Ve'omra Torah, and the Torah also taught us, B'shas B'yura Tehane Mimenu, that one can derive benefit from the burning of truma temeya from the heat source, even though the truma itself, one is not supposed to derive benefit from it. Heichon Amar Torah, where's the Torah tell us this? Midr of Nachman. We learned this from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman found us the Makard. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravo. Rav Nachman quote from Rabba Baravua. Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Vani, Hine Nesat Lechas Mishmeres Trumasi. Torah describes, and I will give you my Truma for safeguarding. So Chazal Darshan B'shtei Trumas HaKas Medaber. The Torah is describing two types of Trumas. Achas Trumas Tahora. One is, it's in the plural, Es Shmishmeres Trumasi, sounds like two Trumas. One is Truma Torah, V'achas Truma Tmeh, and the other is Truma Tmeh. V'amar Rachman Alecha, Shalchotei Lahasika, Tachas Tavshi Lecha. The Torah says, Lecha, that is for you, that Truma Tmeh is also for you. How's Truma Tmeh for you? That you're allowed to use it to heat up your food. The Gemara now suggests a different source for why it's permissible to have enough from Truma Tmeya that's being burnt. The Pasuk says in regards to Maiser Sheni. In fact, this Pasuk tells us you're explicitly not allowed to burn Maiser Sheni and derive benefit. It's a Pasuk we might very well be familiar with. in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo, it says expressly, and I didn't burn and get hana from it when it was tameh. Now Chazal here are darshaning, mimenu i'ata mavir, from it you're not allowed to burn and derive benefit. But why it say mimenu? It seems to preclude something else. Ava'ata mavir shemen shel truma shenitmes. But you're allowed to burn shemen of truma that became tameh. So the pasuk would be telling us that dafka ma'aser sheni would be prohibited to have hana, aval ata mavir shemen shel truma shel nitnes. Asks the Gemara, ve'ema mimenu yata mavir, aval ata mavir shemen shel kodesh shenitma. Maybe it's coming to be matir, not truma tmeya, but kodesh shenitma, because it says it ma'aser sheni you can't have hana from the burnings. But what's it coming to preclude? Maybe it's not coming to preclude truma, tmeh, that you could get benefit from it. Maybe it's coming to preclude kodesh, that's tmeh, that you can't get benefit from it. Says Gemara, no, that would be difficult. Lav kavachomer hu. Wouldn't it be a kavachomer? Ma meiser hakal. Meiser in general, meiser sheni, is more lenient than kodshim. Amra toira loy biarti menu betameh kodesh chomer lo koshken kodshim, that is more chomer, and wouldn't it certainly be prohibited to get hana from it while it's burning? The Gemara will shortly outline why kachim is more chomer. But asks the Gemara, yachi truma nami leima. Yachi truma nami. We should say the same thing by the guards to truma. Leima kal v'chomeru. Let us say that there is a kal v'chomer, that truma is more chomer from meiser. At the end of the day, meiser could be eaten by zarim, and not only by kohanim, but it has to only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So too, just like we made a kal v'chomer, if meiser sheni, it's usher to have hana when the food is being burnt, certainly when it comes to truma tmeya. Answers the Gemara, haksiv mimenu, we have exeris hakasiv of mimenu. It must be telling us that there's, in one case, that meiser sheni is different than something else, where meiser sheni is explicit that you can't have enough from the burning food. But either truma, in this case, Gemara is assuming truma, or kodesh is excluded from that rule, and therefore one's allowed to derive benefit. Asks Gemara, umari isa, and what did you see to tell you that we should preclude truma tmeya from that rule? But kodesh, you would make the kal v'chomer. Answers the Gemara, Mistabra, Kodesh lo matina, that Kodesh would not be precluded from the prohibition of having hana from the burning food. Shekein simen fanak akas, because it has a simen of anak akas. What is that? These are Rosh Tevos of all the stringencies when it comes to Kodshim. Number one, pigul, that there is an Isur D'Oraisa of Pigul, of having the wrong machshava when you shecht. Nosar, that one is not allowed to leave over the carbon chutz l'zmano. It's also referred to as carbon, that's the kuf, in contrast to, let's say, Meiser Sheni and Truma. Mi'ila, that there is a special prohibition for kachim, that there is an Isur of Mi'ila, of eating or damaging the carbon in a way that the Torah didn't prescribe. Vikares, that someone who eats kachim betumas hagiyuf is chayiv kares. All of these rules don't apply to truma. For example, let's take the last one, kares. Rashi explains that even if someone eats truma, then there's a misa b'dei shamayim, but he's not punished with the point of kares that he will not have children, that he will end up childless. Either he himself will end up childless, or maybe his descendants will not survive. However you explain the idea of kares, that does not apply to truma tmeya, which is only misa bidei shemayim. There isn't hole chariri, that he's eventually, his doros are going to be cut off. Also laone, when it comes to kodesh, it's also for an one from a kal v'chomer from meiser. However, truma is mutter laone, as the Gemara in Yevamis on daf ayin amid beis describes. We see in all these regards, kodshim is more chamur than truma. The Gemara has difficulty still accepting this. The Gemara comes up with a kasha. The Gemara asks, Adarabba, there are chumras in truma over kachim, that we would say that if one is going to learn that meiser sheni you cannot derive benefit from its burnings, but you can derive benefit from something else. Who says that should be truma? Truma has its own set of chumras. Adarabba, truma lo matin shekein mechapaz. It has a truma, the chumra of mechapaz. Of course, those are Rashi Tevos of its own set of unique chumras. Simin, what are those unique chumras? Misa, that if someone eats truma tmeya, the chayv misa bidei shamayim. Tosas asks, for those who are interested, we'll throw in a little strong pshat question. Tosas in Yevamos on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, as well as the Ramban in Shabbos, asks a basic question. We just got through saying that Kachim is more chamer than Truma because Kachim has Kares. So even if Truma has Misa, Kachim is still going to be more chamer. That leads Tosas in Yevamos to add that our case is not talking about someone, as Rashi had learned, who is eating Kodesh Tamei versus Truma Tamei, and then Kodesh is more chamer. However, when it comes to Kachim that is not Tamei, there are times that is Mutar Lazarim. For example, a Shlamim could be eaten by a Zar. Truma can never be eaten by a Zar. And a Zar who eats it is Chayiv Misa. So in that regard, it would be more Chamer. Either way, let's jump back into the Gemara. Simin Misa, Truma is more Chamer because of Misa. Chomesh, that if someone eats Truma, Tmeya, Shogeg, they're Chayiv a Chomesh. Ve'en Lapidyon, and it cannot be redeemed. Rashi explains that it can never be turned back into chulin. Vasur lezarim. It's also asazarim. So why would you say that mimenu is coming to be matir, having enough from the burning of truma? At the end of the day, we see that truma has many chumras, which kachim does not have. And if that would be so then maybe mimenu is telling you that you could derive benefit from kachim, but truma you cannot derive benefit. Answers the Gemara, Hanich Nefishin. At the end of the day, Kachim has more chumras, and if we have to choose one of them to preclude, we will preclude Truma Tmeya, that you're allowed to have Hana from the burning. V'iba Yaseimer, Gemara continues, V'iba Yaseimer, Kodesh Chamur, Shekein Onush Kares. Another answer that one could give is that we see that Kachim is more chamur because only Kachim has the punishment of kares in the case of where one eats Kachim that's tame. Hence, mimenu wouldn't preclude Kachim, would preclude truma tmeya. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar amakra titen loy. The pasuk says in regards to the mitzvah of truma, reishis degancha tirashcha v'yitzarecha v'reishis geiz tzancha titen loy, to give to the kohen. Chazal darshin loy v'loy la'ayrad, that when you're being mafresh truma, you're supposed to give him something that he could eat, the kohen, and not something that he could burn. Pasuk is telling us that you should give to the kohen something he could use and not simply use for his fire. If Chazal, Darshan, that lo comes to preclude oro, Tosa is a little bit bothered why lo would necessarily be coming to preclude oro, but let's just assume that lo precludes or, so then the assumption is that one is not supposed to give it to the Kohen for him to use for his fire, but it would be mutter. If it would be usher, then there would be no need to make the gzeira of lo v'lo la'oro, because then the Kohen would have no use for it. And Chazal take this, that one is not allowed to give truma tmeya to a Kohen to be mafrish onto for truma tahora. Now, if the Kohen would have absolutely no benefit from the Truma Tmeya, that we wouldn't need the Pasuk Lo V'lo La'ora for. You wouldn't be giving him anything at all. Must be that he could use it, but Chazal is still saying you can't be Mafresh Truma Tmeya onto Truma Tahora. Mishnah told us that according to Rabbi Shmuel, one is not allowed to use a type of oil that has a small, a bad smell. Rabbi Shmuel, Eimer, Eim Adlikin, Be'itrim Ipnechvod HaShabbos. Nighttime, what's the reason? Amar Rav Mitoch Sherecho Ra. We're worried that since the smell of it is bad, Gzeri Shami Yanichenu V'yetze. We're afraid that the individual is going to leave. Amalei Abai V'yetze. Abai asks, what's so bad? He's going to go back out. Amalei Shani Omer Hadokas Nerish B'Shabbos Chova. That there's a chov for a person to have a candle lit L'Kavod Shabbos. So if he's going to leave and not sit by candlelight, so then he's going to undermine Hadlokas Neir Shabbos Chova. Damar of Nachman Bar Zavda, Va'amri Lo Amar of Nachman Bar Rav Amar Rav, Hadlokas Neir B'Shabbos Chova. That there is a chiyuv for a person to light candle before Shabbos. Rechitzas Yodav Raglayim B'Chamin.
Arvis, here Arvis means Erev Shabbos. Washing one's hands and feet in hot water on Erev Shabbos is a Rishus. Vani Omer, and I disagree, says
Rava,
that it is a mitzvah. Asks the Gemara, my mitzvah, the Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, what is the mitzvah that Rav Yehuda was quoting in the name of Rav? Rava. Rava says, mitzvah I hold, it's a mitzvah. My mitzvah, what is the mitzvah? Damar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, kachay min hago, shor Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, the great Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, this was his custom on Erev Shabbos. Mevim lo areva maleya chamin, they would bring him a trough full of hot water. V'roches pan v'yod v'ragel v'masatev, he would wash himself and then wrap himself in a nice garment. V'yoshim b'sedinin ha-mitzuyot, and he would sit in beautiful flax with tzitzis. And he appeared like the Malach. The Talmidim were hiding from them the corners of their beged. We're going to see in a moment why they didn't have tzitzis on their beged. They wouldn't show that they did not have tzitzis on their clothing. Amalem Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi said to him, didn't I teach you sadim b'tzitzis when it comes to flax? So here, does one put tzitzis on it? On the one hand, there's klayim. If you put wool and tzitzis on it, that is klayim. On the other end, there's a chiyuv tzitzis. Beishamei potrim. Beishamei says that one is potter. Rashi explains in Dibra Maschul b'sidim hametsuyatsin that the Torah Kedosha tells us those sishpash shatnez, and then the next pasuk gedilim taset lechadik mar menachas on daf lamites darshins that because the prohibition of klayim is back-to-back with the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Torah is telling you that when it comes to tzitzis, we are told by the Torah's smichus, the fact that it brings the mitzvah of tzitzis right after klayim, that if the tzitzis creates the klayim, then the halacha is that it is permissible. Hence, according to those who darshan in that samuch, the halacha is that one could wear tzitzis and one should wear tzitzis. However, Beishamai is not Doresh Smuchim, as Rashi, this Samuch, as Rashi describes in Dibur HaMaschil Beishamai. And for that reason, Beishamai says that you should not put on tzitzis because you'd be violating the Yisur of Klayim. Beis Hillel Mechayiv, and Beis Hillel says that you're Chayiv. Beis Hillel is Doresh that Pasuk and says that Klayim B'tzitzis is not only Potur, but rather is a mitzvah. And therefore, you're Chayiv to put on tzitzis. The halacha follows Beis Hillel. So says Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, I don't know why you guys weren't mekabel this machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's true there's an opinion of Beis Hillel, but we of course paskin like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. V'inu Savri, what did they think? Why did they not put on the tzitzis? Gzeru mishum ksus laila. They were afraid that if they were going to wear it at night, where there isn't a chiyuv of tzitzis, because they held the ksus laila is not chayiv in tzitzis. So then, in such a case, the mitzvah, the oraisa, no longer applies. And wearing a beged of linen with wool and tzitzis would be a prohibition of klayim if it was on a ksus laila. So because of that reason, the Talmidim Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi did not put tzitzis at all on the linen beged. Rashi brings down that the Gemara Yivamos on Sadi Yom HaBeis then asks a basic question on this, and that is, how could that be so that this was the cheshbon of the Talmidim Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi? At the end of the day, what Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi's students were doing is they were saying, oh, we won't fulfill the Doraisa because of a rabbinic concern, we might come to be over the Isser Doraisa. It was a concern that they had made up. It wasn't found in the Torah. V'chi bezdin masnin lakar dovim in HaTorah. Can bezdin, in this case, the Talmid Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, make a condition that would be oker the din Doraisa, to which the Gemara Yivamos and Sadi Yom HaBeis comments a famous line, and that is Sheval Taset Shani, that here the Takana was not that they should actively violate the din Doraisa, but rather passively, and since they were just passively wearing it, that's a machlokas we show them there in Yevamos, what exactly means that they were passive, but since they were passively violating it, so then in such a case, then actually the Rabbanan can say, tell a person to be passive and end up violating a mitzvah d'oraisa because of their own concern. In this case was the concern that they would put on
shatnez on their night clothing.
The Gemara finds reference to the chashivus of Neiros Shabbos in the pasuk in the description of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Vatiznach mishalom nafshi, the peace of my life was lost. Nashisi tova, I had lost good. That's what the pasuk says. Chazal darshin mai vatiznach mishalom nafshi, amar beyavo zu adlokas ner b'Shabbos. The candles of Shabbos were gone, and that is the source of shalom. We know that the Gemara tells us that the Shabbos candles are there to prevent people from falling into each other and getting into an argument. They represent shalom bayis. Amar Rabbi Avo, zu adlokas ner b'Shabbos, we saw. Nashisi tova chazal darshan, amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, zu am beis hamerchatz. Going to the bathhouse to prepare for Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan amar zu rechitzas, yadayim v'raglayim b'chamin. It's actually the washing of the hands and the feet. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nafcha says, Zumita no v'kelim noim, it is a nice bed, a nice utensil. Shalom, Rabbi Avo Amar, Zumita mutzas, it is a made bed, a bed that is neat. V'isha mekushetas, the Rajba learns that this means a woman with maisim tovim, v'talmidei chacham, that are ro'ui for a talmud chacham. Once the Gemara begins to discuss important and beautiful parts of life, for example, mitu mutzas v'isha mekushetas l'talmidei chacham, the Gemara talks about who is a wealthy person. Tana Rabbanan, 7 lines from the bottom, asher kol she'yesh lo nachas ruach ba'osho. Who is a wealthy person? Whoever is happy with his lot, Rashi learns, whether he has a lot or whether he has a little, divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Tarfin, Omer, Rebbe Tarfin's sheet is a little bit startling. It's not surprising that many mefarshim understand that Rebbe Tarfin is not meant to be taken literally. Kol she'yesh lo kuf krum, whoever has 100 vineyards, umei asadus, and 100 fields, the kuf avadim, and 100 servants, she'ovdim mehen, that work inside of them. It is quoted in the name of the Gra that the Gra understands that krumim refer to agoda, sados refers to alacha, avadim refers to brachos, and that means that a person is bucking both agodas alachas and makes brachos b'chol yom. Because to take Rabbi Tarfin literally, that only wealthy person, someone who has physical wealth, seems to be contradictory to so many ideas in the Torah, particularly that Rabbi Meir's idea above is a universal idea, and that is Ezeu Asher HaSameach B'Cholka. As the mission of us says, Rabbi Kiva Omer Kol She'esh Lo Isha Na B'Maisim. A rich man is a man whose wife is beautiful in her actions. Probably Rabbi Kiva is coming to emphasize that Noah is not enough, a physically beautiful wife, but it's all dependent on her maisim. Rabbi Yosef Kol She'esh Lo Beis Hakisei Samach L'Shulchanu, if he has a bathroom next to his table, so then in such a case, it's easy for him to relieve himself. In such a case, he would be considered a ashir, because it's easy for him to relieve himself before he eats. This is based on the Gemara later on, as well as in Brachos, Gemara later on, Mem Aleph, that it is healthy to relieve oneself before one eats. Maybe one can understand Rabbi Yossi is saying that as long as a person has a beis hakisei samach l'shulchanu, which are basic things, which are not frivolous and not extra, certainly not 100 krum and 100 sados, that itself is an asher. Someone who could has all of the facilities that are necessary to function normally, that is a true asher. Not only if he has hana from his osher, like Rabbi Meir had said, kol she'esh nachas ruach b'osho, but whoever has the simplest basic needs taken care of, he could rejoice in that and feel wealthy. This Bezer Hashem concludes 4 lines from the bottom, Chaf Hei Amid Beis, Daf Chaf Hei. We now, Bezer Hashem, go on to the halacha section. Bezer Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Chaf Hei is the topic of Neiros Shabbos, and where should one light one's Shabbos candles. Our Gemara had told us that according to Rava, hadlokas ner b'Shabbos is a chova. Tosas in Dibur HaMasech hadlokas ner, our halacha sugi is exciting because it starts from the Tosos and gets to our modern day poskim. Tosas in Dibur HaMasech hadlokas ner says it cannot be that Rava was simply talking about the general chiyuv of
Nero Shabbos. Tosfos says that could be inferred already in the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis that says that Shlosh Shavaros Nashim Mesas B'Shas Leidos, and women died during childbirth on the Avera of Hadlokas Haner being one of those three. So clearly there's a Chiyuv of Neros Shabbos. Tosfos suggests that what Rav was being Mechadesh is specifically B'Mokom Su'uda, that there is a chiyuv. In other words, the Gemara on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis had told us the Ner Shabbos is Shalom Bayis. This is how I believe Rav Nevinzal understood it from his Svarim, not something that I heard from him, that sugya is talking about the sugya of Shalom Bayis, and yet there is another chiyuv, and that is what our Gemara discusses, is Ner B'Makom Su'uda. It's for this reason that if you light candles and you don't fulfill both of these things, you don't take care of Shalom Bayis, nor don't you take care of it being a part of your Suda, that it would be a bracha levatala. This is found in Simon Reish Samach Gimel Siftes. Hamadlikin bezavios habayis, says the Mechaber, v'ochlin b'chotzer. If someone lights candles in his house, but eats in his courtyard, eats on his porch, even if he's making an early Shabbos, and eventually candles go out before he goes inside, have a bracha levatola. Then it's a bracha levatola. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the Neros in such a case haven't given he and his family any benefit. And that is, that if they had eaten inside, even if it was light, nevertheless it adds to the su'uda that there are candles there. If the candles stay lit after it got dark, so then in such a case, the candles are there to help for Shalom Bayis. What is Shalom Bayis? Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Samach Gimel Sif Mem Aleph. Shelo yikashel beitz ve'even. Mishum Shalom Bayis. That the candles help for people not to trip in the house, so that the couples will not point fingers at each other as someone who didn't do a good job of cleaning up, etc., etc. So we see you could either fulfill a chiyuv and make a bracha for the candles that are at the meal, and even if they go out, that's enough of a reason to make a bracha, or for the fact that the candles are there for Shalom Bayis, and that also is an independent chiyuv. Like we saw in Tosas Dibra Maschel Hadlokas. Presumably our Tosas goes beautifully with the comment of the Rama in Simen Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud, and this many try to follow. V'ikar Hadlaka Tluya B'Nero Shemadlikin Ala Shulchan. The primary Hadlaka is the candles that are found on the table. This is because it helps with the eating of Shabbos, as well as possibly one could add that it can't hurt vis-a-vis Shalom Bayis as well, and therefore it becomes the ideal Neros. Of course, it should be emphasized that these halachos that we're learning are sort of ignoring the phenomenon that we have electric bulbs today, which change the phenomenon, particularly the Shalom Bayis issue, but let's leave that for now. So ideally, one puts the Shabbos candles on the table. This seems to be also the position of the Rambam, who says that the Shabbos candles are there as well for Oneg to help in the eating of the Su'uda. Rav Nevinzal is asked in Yushalayim Be'Mo'adeh Chelek Beis Os Lamed Vav by Hadlakas Neros, what happens if you're invited, and this is a very common Shaila, what happens if you're invited to someone's house and you have the opportunity to either light by them where you're eating, or to light in your house where you're going home? Here Rav Nevinzal says that once there is light in both houses, so then in such a case there isn't a chiyuv to light in either place. In other words, the woman could actually choose. And the rationale goes as follows. Even though l'chatchila one is supposed to light where one eats, it could very well be that that's only if there hasn't been anybody else that has lit candles over there and where there is no light. However, where there is already light, it could be there is no longer a chiyuv me'ikur d'dina of the Iker Hadlaka. If that's so, and in an individual's house there also is already electric light, now we come to the modern phenomenon. So in such a case, Rav Nevenzel said, the lighting is no longer because of Shalom Bayis, but rather the lighting is in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah derabbanon of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. In such a case, then there is no requirement to light at your host's house. You could also light in your own home as well. This assumes, like the first position of the Mechaber in Simin Reish Samach Gimel Sifches, which says that it's no problem to have different Balei Batim, and nowadays, of course, it's the women, lighting candles in the same place. Says the Mechaber, Reish Samach Gimel Ches, Bezo Gimel Balei Batim, Ochlem Bemakum Echad, Yesh Om Shekol Echad Mevarech Al Menorah Shelo, V'yesh Megam Gim Medover. Some say that each one could light, and some say that no, it's not appropriate, since there already is a candle that someone had lit on, so then, in such a case, one should not light Shabbos candles in a place where someone has already lit. So there are two opinions in the Mechaber. The Ramah says, Aval anu eino agin kein, our minig is not to be machmir with those machmirim. Rather, our minig is that a few people will light at once. Hence, it's not a problem if one is going over to someone else's house and eating Shabbos over there, that one's wife would light in that house, even though the balas bayis has already lit. Hence, Rav Nevenzel says, it's a toss-up. It seems almost that whatever is convenient for that couple, then in such a case, would be acceptable. Lahalacha. However, according to the Mechaber, who says that you should not have many candles in one place, and only one bracha should be made on the candles, so then in such a case, Rav Nevenzel says, those who follow the Psak of the Mechaber, generally the Sfardim, in such a case, then they should not light in the hostess house, but rather they should light in her house where people are sleeping. At the end of the day, I think Rav Nevenzel would agree that it's not the same kium of Shalom Bayis if there's electric candles that are around. Maybe that's a reason not to put on that many electric bulbs, but at the same time, there is a chiyuv midrabanan to light candles, and that could be fulfilled even if there is light around. Either people have lit at the table, or there's electricity in the home. Nevertheless, one could make the bracha of the hadlik ner shel Shabbos. So what emerges is that ideally the Nero Shabbos are on the Shulchan Shabbos to be Mekayim, Vameven Yovin Bidas Harambam, both Oneg and Kavod, and according to Tosvos, it's there to help the Su'uda as well. And it could also at the same time serve the Kium of Shalom Bayis. However, if it's a case where people have already lit there, so then doesn't add for anything of the Su'uda, doesn't even add to the ambience the same way as if there weren't candles there. There are already candles there, so then in such a case, it's an instance where the halacha doesn't prefer one over the other. However, of course, if one is lighting in one's own home, one should light in an area where the candles help the achila. If one has electricity, one could argue the candles still help the ambience of the meal. And even if one cannot light at the table, nevertheless, there is a mitzvah to light candles as well, because of outside of the Su'uda that Tosis described of Oneg, there's also the Chiyuv vis-a-vis Shalom Bayis. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Chof Heh.